Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
McDonald, coming to you on amazing Monday morning. I want to thank you, first of all, for joining us. If you'd like to call in, I want you to be aware that you can call us at area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5730. And it is so, it is such a beautiful day here in Las Vegas that a lot of times I forget around the world in other areas the weather sometimes. Snowy, coldy, rain, whatever. But anyway, I'd like for you to start the morning with going and getting your mirror. And for those of you that this is your first time, the reason for the mirror is when you look in the mirror and you start to respond to any of the things you were talking about, or you can see your face if you're responding to what's being said on the show even. Well, the key is the mirror is also a reflection of yourself, so you can see not only your attitude, but you're ministering to yourself after you hear or during the conversation. Today, we're going to be talking about taking time to recognize who is your assignment, part two. And just to kind of tell you where we got this information from, or this title of the show today, I went to see that movie called War Room, W-A-R, Room, R-O-O-M. Amazing. If you haven't seen it, Christian, non-Christian, go see it. It's so important. The movie is so amazing. Our tag for today is actually dealing with knowing when your assignment arrives, when it's right in front of you. It bears witness with you. Waiting for your opportunity to serve, to mentor, to chasten, to show love, compassion, and then passing the tongue, teaching and showing the next generation or whoever is your assignment how to pass the tongue and help the next person. If each one of us would take the time to help another one, just imagine what the world would be like. You know, growing up, they used to say that it takes a village to raise children, and it does. There's no possible way that we can do these things alone. There has to be an extra set of eyes, an extra set of hands, a voice that echoes the same thing as each one of us would say to our children. And then for myself, I put on here, I choose to believe that we can make a difference and being a part of the solution, not the problem. We're going to go ahead and jump into the show. As you see, I don't have my co-host today, but you know what? We're still going to talk and enjoy ourselves and get some wisdom in taking the time to recognize who is your assignment. Now, just to kind of, you know, give you a gist of where this all came from, in the War Room, this movie, the elderly lady is selling her home. And the real estate agent comes to kind of, you know, take her look at the house, and she wants to go from room to room to get a visual feeling as well as a visual on the style of the home and what the prospective buyer would be expecting to pay. When she's invited, the realtor's invited into the home, she starts to look at all the different rooms, and the elderly lady is talking to her, and, you know, the regular things we ask: how's your family? Do you have children? Are you married? Or in the other order, the correct order, are you married? Do you have children? And in that process of asking those questions, she saw the expression of the realtor when she talked about marriage. The other part of that was that in the expression, she invited her in for coffee, and when they went in to have coffee, she ended up walking into the kitchen, and she asked one specific question. She said, well, okay, seeing that there are a few issues in your marriage, how's your prayer life? And she said, well, is it hot or cold? Or, and the girl said, no, well, it's not hot, it's not cold, it's lukewarm. And so she came out and she sat down and she said, oh, okay. Sometimes we have to use other things or have enough wisdom to know how to key in and hear what people are saying without saying it. I mean, when your assignment shows up, if you think about it on your job, when they give you an assignment to do, when the assignment shows up, even if you're prepared or not prepared, you have to get prepared. You've got to do some research on what you're getting ready to work on. And those type of things that make it the best possible job or best presentation that you can offer. Well, in this situation, sometimes you don't have the time to go and do a observation, a total, you know, scan of the body, you know, if there's no, just wait on God, and the answers will come. People will tell you what they need if you really, really listen. And as she talked, she realized that there were problems in the marriage, but she was pointing her finger at the husband of he won't, he didn't, he what. And a lot of times, I remember even as a kid, and you should remember this too, when you point your finger at somebody, they would always say, if you're pointing one finger at somebody, you got three pointing directly back at you. And that is such a true statement. So in this situation, she was actually listening to her, but she was only gathering information. So when she set the coffee down, instead of giving her the spoon and everything, she said, which, what would you like with it? And she didn't give her a spoon because she said, I like my coffee black. And as she put the coffee to her mouth, she realized that it wasn't hot. And so she said, well, do you drink your coffee lukewarm? She said, no, mine is hot. Do you get what I'm saying? The young lady said her marriage and in her prayer life and her marriage and everything was neither hot nor cold. So she served her from where she was. Sometimes we have to serve people right from where they are. Trust them right where they are. When people tell you who they are, that's who they are. We have no need to guess because the answer is right in front of us. Because they told us so or they showed us so. So she gave her her coffee, and in realizing that she had said she's neither hot nor cold, her answer came to her too. We don't always have to give all the answers and point out, well, you. We have to sometimes let people make their own assumptions made sure. And so in this conversation between these two, the young lady realized that she was already answering some of her questions. But you know yourself, when you're in the midst of trauma, drama, or relationship issues, you don't always get your answers until you stop and listen. And if someone else is willing to be that person that will actually talk to you and tell you the truth, then there's a lot of empty residue if they don't want to. It's like when you get a cup of coffee and it stains the cup. There's a stain on it, but it's the same cup and same problems. So I just want to kind of get into that to letting you know, when your assignment shows up at your door, or if you're out in public and it's something that you have no idea that's going to happen, but the thing that happens most of the time, and I can honestly say most of the time, is that when your assignment shows up, there is a connection. Just like in the Bible when it talks about Mary and Elizabeth, there was a connection. There was a ministry going on within the two of them. And it happens the same thing. I know I have a young lady that's we're very close. And when I met her, I didn't know what my assignment was or how I was supposed to accomplish it. But the thing was, she told me. I listened. So she told me what she needed. And I was able to meet her through her need. Now, I didn't badger her. I didn't call her every day. But we ended up becoming very close because the answers that she needed, they were right in front of her. And the thing was, she asked me the question and waited for the answer. So that's something else we have to also learn to establish, is to actually let them tell us what the issue is and then wait on God to give us the answer to share. Motivate, you know, motivate them to the next level. Then there's another way that it comes up. It's, and I can only speak for myself. And after seeing the movie, oh my goodness, it's like every time something shows up now, I'm like, oh, okay, I got another, I'm in the war room and I got my assignment. I was ready for orders, you know? And I recently got a call. There was a devastating death in the family of a friend of my sister's. And while being there, I didn't know what my assignment was to be in that. I thought I was just going to stand in the gap and, you know, be in the helps ministry, assist where necessary. And a few days later, which was yesterday, I got a call from my sister while she was at the family's home. And there are a group of women there that need exactly what I have. And to speak to them, and I know them before I even speak to them, my assignment has arrived. My next assignment has arrived. And I'm willing to take the job on. I'm ready for duty. I'm just excited that I'm even chosen to be that special, to be able to help someone to come out of an entanglement or drama, whichever it is. And the other part of that is just being ready, and I'm ready. As I said, today we're talking about taking time to recognize who is your assignment, not what. You know, right now we need a lot of people that will actually invest and into other people. You know, we've gotten to where technology has taken us so far away from the human connection. I don't text. I don't like things. When I have to text, it's really aggravating. So usually I talk to the text. And my reason for doing that is because there is something about the Zoe breath. Your breath to breath with someone else. You can't hide. And I can always look in your eyes and I can see what's going on, or I can, you know, you can really, really tell when you're not on the phone or texting what's really going on, where the person is really. And I really pray we get back to talking face to face, breath to breath, making ourselves making each other that important. To me, each and every one of us and each and every one of you that are out there, I say to you right now, you're so important to me that this show I've been doing close to 4 years now. And sometimes, like today, no one is calling in, but I know you're listening. And because I show up for my assignment and prepared, I know that someone is, that used to be an old movie that used to say, touched by an angel. You know when you've been touched by an angel. And do I call myself an angel? I absolutely do. I absolutely call myself an angel because a lot of times I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and I wait on God and I get my answers. And the great thing about being an angel is that I put myself transparent. I put myself in a position that I'm able to give you information that I know about, not something I heard about. Or I give you a situation where you tell me what your need is and I answer. Well, today is a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, so it's really interesting to be able to talk to you and share with you. But I want you to be aware of one thing. We're going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back. Again, this is Hands of Comfort Foundation that is one of our sponsors. And I tell you, that's a 24-hour number that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can actually call us, and we will answer the call. Yes, I am my sister's keeper. Yes, I am my brother's keeper. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break now, and I'm going to come back to you. So take a moment, listen to this, and I'll be right back.
Shall ever be required and the quality any author or publisher of the United States. I want to keep in mind that part of that state to say a black man. They said he was a woman and she was hard for that on her. So the person.
Okay, well, we're back, and I want to say to you, I'm so excited to be able to share with you. It's going to be a short show today because the answers are right in front of us. Taking the time to recognize who is your assignment, not somebody else's, your assignment. So one of the things I wanted to kind of close with today is engaging. You know, we just talked about radio and TV and texting and being so busy that we don't hear what's going on or we don't respond to it. Well, I want to say to you today, go out today and pay attention. Look in someone else's eyes. Take the time to actually pay attention. Say hello. There's something in the Zoe breath that will actually answer or call you out where they need you. And then being able to mentor someone, you know, not going in and being pushy or getting information for gossip. No, I'm talking about actually heartfelt opportunities to help someone else. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I've been your host for the next couple of days. I want you to kind of think about what we talk about because we're back here on Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And in being here, I want you to know that it's an opportunity for me to help you or say something that or be a voice that you may be silencing can't say. It's First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I offer this opportunity to any First Lady out there that would like to talk, that would like to share your wisdom, and it would be really, really nice if I could actually get you to call in and respond as well. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back with you on Friday with my co-host, who will also be Dr. Judith Hilton. I call her doctor because she's like our personal, our radio Dr. Phil. She comes from a biblical perspective as well as a psychological perspective. She is licensed, and she definitely deals with families in crisis, and that, you know, she's just a psychologist, but she has an amazing heart. So join us on Friday when Judith Hilton will be here with us, and we're going to continue with taking time to recognize who is your assignment. Now, I've talked to you about it on Friday last week and today, But I'd like to also have her speak to us on it, because she'll come with a different perspective and a doctor perspective, being able to be more clinical with it, because sometimes we need to hear from both sides. And I'm excited about her being here, and possibly my co-host will be back. If not, I know she's got some things she's dealing with. Love you, and I'd like to also thank our sponsor, Destined for Glory Ministries, Pastor Tony Howard, and Lady Kathy Howard, who is my co-host. Well, we're at the end of the show today. I want to thank you for joining me, and I look forward to you being here on Friday. You can't hide, because I know that my assignment is out there, and I am going to look for you. I'm going to have the spirit of expectation. I'm going to be prayed up, ready for what you need. Join us on Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30, every Monday and Friday. Panther Comfort Foundation, our sponsor, which is a nonprofit organization. You can call us 24-7, 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. I say to you, the sun is shining on both sides of the street here in Las Vegas, and I look forward to speaking back with you on Friday. Have an amazing day.